Reader, I wanted to ask you something because I was listening to some music last night and it kind of dawned on me how I have certain artists or types of music that I listen to and I love, I'm passionate mm-hmm. about, but I will never show my friends. I will never listen to it with a group of people. Like if I'm at a party or on a road trip, I'm not going to flip it on because it's not that I'm embarrassed by it. I know my friends won't like it. Do you have the same thing?
I never thought about it too much until one time I made a road trip a couple of years ago. We were going out to, I think it was out to Steenon, Raw Heights, and we were going for supper, and some of my friends jumped in my car and fired it up, away we go, and I had some Tony Bennett playing in the car. They weren't fans.
What?
No.
It
wasn't their thing.
Well, I guess you're on the way to Rawhide, so you're going to
So they were kind of teasing me a little bit.
Do a little country music.
So we didn't leave Tony cranked up in the vehicle, but...
I would have turned up louder if I were you. I don't know. I just listen to some odd music. I like progressive rock, and that's known as a pretty nerdy niche genre of music, and it's not very mainstream. Not a lot of people know about it or like it for that matter, but I'm a huge nerd, so I listen to nerd music, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I've never showed you any prog that I listen to, though, so.
Probably not too much.
Maybe that would be like the soft test to like see if you're a fan of it. We'll do like a guarantee you it'll never hit the airwaves here at Focus FM. That's the litmus test. It's neither hit nor favorite. Fortunately, you guys won't hear some, but Reader might. And he can report back to you and tell you guys all out there how nerdy it is.
Nick calls Reader the Silver Fox. Reader thinks it counts as proof of age for senior menus.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It is your accountability check.
Oh.
Nick and Reader's accountability check for your New Year's resolution. It is January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that means you're 10 days, you know, cigarette-free, 10 days going to the gym, 10 days cutting down on eating meat, perhaps. Whatever your resolution is, it is the 10th day that we hope that you are following it, too, because mm-hmm. we're in your corner.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to change. I was at the gym, and, you know, it's so busy at the gym in January, mm-hmm. and I love it. And I know a lot of those people may not be coming back. It could be, you know, you might not be able to afford it. You might not feel motivated enough. But just to see so many people, you know, try to make a change. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I mean, I don't talk to anybody because I don't wear my glasses. So I basically see blurry shapes of people working out while I'm there. But I mean, those blurry shapes, they're there. So that means they're trying.
Absolutely.
Too. And I mean, if you're out there right now, bit of a rut, you know, we got your back. We want to make sure that you guys are making your dreams come true. You don't do resolutions.
I don't usually, just because I always find if I make a big sweeping, you know, declaration that I'm going to do this or whatever, I find those are the ones that tend to just fail and crash anyway. So I just kind of work on little things. I always say I just try to be better in all things.
Just be the best Reader you can be.
Just work on little things, not try and do anything major.
Okay. My resolution this year, it's kind of personal, but like I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not really a huge sweeping change. It's kind of just kind of getting back to where I was a few years ago, and it's doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on my 10th day, and it's kind of selfish to do these accountability checks because for me, it's making sure I'm still holding myself accountable for my resolution. But if you're out there, you can do it. You can lose weight if you want to lose weight. You can quit smoking if you want to quit smoking. Mm-hmm. Whatever your resolution is, keep at it, you guys, because you're already 10 days through, and that's pretty awesome.
Good morning. Nick and Reader's goal, perfect vision in 2020. Get it? Yeah, they don't have much.
Fox FM.
Reader, do you know why February 9th is important?
Why exactly?
It is the day where Netflix is hiking its prices for its subscription service. What? Why?
Oh, boy.
I guess they got to recoup all that money from Bird Box. I thought Bird Box was watched by like 400 million people in a weekend.
400 million. That's a specific term.
They invented
figure.
It was so big. They had to invent a new number.
Okay.
It's kind of malarkey to me when you think about it because it's getting more and more expensive. So here's what happens. I share Netflix with my mom and dad. We have like one of those multiple screen accounts. So it lowers our cost. So like I only pay half. I think we're paying $13.99 a month for
okay.
it. Okay. And that's actually going to be going up. So now the standard plan, so it was $9.99 mm-hmm. for just one screen. And then you could get more for $13.99. They're changing it. So $9.99 is done.
Yes.
As of February 9th, it's going to be $13.99, and then the plan that I'm on right now is going to be $16.99. So you're going from I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but that's a lot. You
it's
know?
Enough.
Like I'm only paying $9 of that, but still,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for the average person, for the average person that's not sharing Netflix with somebody else.
I just found an article talking about this now. They say the basic plan will cost $9.99 and the standard plan will be $13.99. What's the difference between those?
I think it's just the amount of devices that you can share.
So oh, like, is that what it is?
Yeah, so I think with the basic plan, you can only watch on one thing at a time. And then with the standard or whatever, it's two. Because the one that I'm on is three because it's me, my mom, my dad.
Yeah.
So we have three devices.
Oh, okay.
I don't... Is that getting to the point of cable prices, though? That's what I'm wondering. Because I have never paid for TV, like cable. I've never had cable since I left my parents' house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't know how much it costs to do cable TV.
That's like, still cheaper.
It's still cheap. Well, yeah, but is it creeping up? Like, is there going to be a disparity soon?
I don't know. I guess it depends on if you get several different subscription services.
Well, that's what I'm thinking,
you know,
too.
If you jump on and say, okay, you get Netflix, but then you get
Crave,
and I'm not sure what other streaming
Hulu,
services are out there. Yeah.
Spotify, all that stuff.
If you subscribe to all of them, then your costs would probably start getting up there and comparable.
I don't know. I hate thinking about that. It was the a la carte television dream was alive and well for so long, but now it's just turning into another cable subscription.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What do you think? Let us know on Facebook. You can call us 306-733-3699. How much is too much to pay for Netflix?
Nick cooks and cleans. Reader isn't afraid to kill a spider. It's like an episode of I Love Lucy.
Reader!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yeah. I posted a photo on our Facebook page of a Motorola Razr.
Yeah.
Man, those things are so cool. My best friend in high school had one, and he was the only kid in school that had one.
Oh.
And everybody was super jealous of him. Because we all know if back in the day you had a Motorola Razr, you were a baller.
Ah.
All the coolest people had it.
Hmm. I was never cool then, I guess.
Really? What was your first cell phone?
It was a Samsung flip phone. I can't remember just the exact make or model. I got it, actually, when I first moved to Yorkton. I never had a cell phone until I moved to Yorkton.
So you moved to Yorkton, what, 2006?
In 06.
Okay.
And that was the first time I got a cell phone.
Oddly enough, that is the first time I got a cell phone, too. I was in the 12th grade, and I needed a cell phone. And, yeah, I got some LG flip phone. I mean, that was back in the day. You didn't have to worry about what kind of phone you had. You just had a phone.
And it was much more for phoning.
Yeah, true. And like texting as well. But like, I feel like the Razr was like the first phone that had a brand.
Okay.
Because you just remember the I remember it all. I still wish I had one. If I could use a Motorola Razr today, I would. I would be that guy that would just be like this weird modern hipster that's using technology from 2006.
You'd find a way to, you know, put a solar panel onto a bag phone and just carry that around. Like,
I don't
check
know.
Me out.
I wasn't old enough for bag phones, man. My grandpa, however, did have one of those old, like, Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell phones.
Oh.
Like the big gray brick. He kept one of those bad boys, and he had to go to a top of a hill to get good service.
Oh.
Yeah. It was different times back in the day.
People down at the bottom were like, oh, look, there he is. He must be making a phone call. See him up at the top of the hill.
There's old Morris calling his family, trying to say hello on his mobile cellular telephone. We want to know what your first cell phone is. You can head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/morefoxfm. You can post a picture, write down what your first phone was, or call us, 306-783-3699. You can use your modern cell phone to talk to us about your old cell phone. It's pretty cool.
Oh, what a morning. Nick and Reader took up curling this winter. They learned the hard way.
Always stretch first.
Fox FM.
And, you know, strangely enough, we're talking about tech today, this morning at least. We've been talking about cell phones because of Throwback Thursday, mm-hmm. and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is wrapping up in Las Vegas, and I saw something really fun. A lot of people are going to love this. I think it's the most ambitious crossover event since the Avengers movies. OtterBox and PopStand are joining forces. Yeah, so OtterBox, of course, they make those phone cases that everybody they're fond of because they're dustproof and
super durable.
Super durable, yeah. And pop stands are those little thingies, the suction cup things that you put on the back of your phone. It's like a circle.
That's what those things are.
Yeah, and then you pop them out, and then you can like use it to hold your phone or stand it up on a table.
I've seen them in the stores and always wondered what the point of those things are.
It's just to have a stand for your phone. I mean, people have tiny little hands, not like us. You and I are like these gargantuan dudes who can hold normal-sized phones. But yeah, they're making a OtterBox with a pop stand on the back of it.
Okay.
I think that's the best part about this whole CES thing, because like they have all these big pieces of technology, like giant TVs, like the newest and the hottest, like flying cars and stuff. But then like the most talked about thing is, hey, they're putting a pop stand on an OtterBox now. It's just like it's like a toddler making two Barbie dolls kiss, but instead it's the stupid stand on the OtterBox.
Ah.
But I guess there's a lot of people that want both.
Obviously, there is a market for it.
Yeah, I know a ton of people who have OtterBoxes because it's the best way to protect your phone.
I had one for my Android phone that I used to use.
And, I mean, you come with a handy belt clip, so you can dad it up if you want. But now you get a handy pop stand as well, too. Have you ever considered getting a... Like, I see so many people with those pop stands, but...
No, honestly, until you explained to me what exactly they were this morning, I really didn't know what they were. I just saw rows of them on hanging on shelves in stores and wondering what exactly the point of them were.
You're just glazed over.
I thought they were just odd things that you stuck on the back of your phone.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody under the age of like 22 has one on their phone. I mean, that's I'm painting with a broad brush here, but like it's hotness. It's what people
want. Probably just use it to spin my phone with.
Yeah, probably, but then the suction will go off.
I guess.
Yeah. See, I have a fabric phone case. I wouldn't even work for mine.
Oh.
I might have to get the OtterBox.
Let's make a holster for it.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader.
We promise we won't spoil the next Avengers movie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.